Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Me, Myself, and 40K with me, your host, Inquisitor Archer, known on the internet. Episode 31, and look at this, we've gone past the 30 episodes now. So, what have we got for you on the horizon? Warhammer, as usual, as soon as I put out a podcast, they drop a load of shit on my lap and go, you've just missed the Chaos episode, as it were. And so they've got loads of Chaos reveals, from new units to new cultists, new box sets and all that jazz, and even new characters, or not new character, but character models, to the new that we'll go into more in the next section after this intro into the update, as it were. Also, we've got more things from the Leagues of Rotan, so a few little lore clips from them, and other things. All that in one podcast episode. What more could you want? So thank you for listening, and we'll move on to the next section, which will be the updates from 40K. The updates. Wow, when I normally say we have updates from Warhammer or Games Workshop, I normally go, we don't have any. In this case, like I said in the intro, they just wanted to they kept them all away from me. And then 2 weeks later, they go, bleh. It was literally a few days after I'd finished recording episode 30. And going like, oh, have a load of this. And so we got several, for the past few weeks, we've got several updates, or reveals, as I should say. The big Chaos Codex drop for Chaos Space Marines, which is great because I'm all into that chaosness. First of all, obviously, last episode, I mentioned a few things that they revealed the Chaos Space Marine or Legionary sort of stats. So they're getting the 2 wounds, they're getting 3 attacks each as well. And also I think they're getting a buff to their leadership as well. So they're going to be leadership 8 as opposed to leadership 7, I believe. I'm not too sure about that. And obviously they're getting all the buffs for their basic units from like the Kill Team box set. So the Butcher with his heavy chain axe and the Psyker and etc. So I get all this information from the Warhammer community website. So as usual, yes, Warhammer unfortunately doesn't, pay me to do this, but I'll highly recommend to go to the Warhammer community website if you want to look at all this stuff, if you haven't already, because obviously this is a little bit old news now, but I'm going to cover it, obviously, as usual in my podcast. I'm going to cover it for my review on what I think about it. Let's just drop straight into it, right into the deep end. They give us a video the Dark Guards provide, and it shows us first a look at, the Chaos Cultists. Obviously, everyone wants new Chaos Cultists. But first of all, they talk about Possessed, so they're getting new Possessed models. And they say here, so I'm reading it from the website, they say they're going to be the size of a Space Marine and Gravis armor, so basically almost Terminator-esque Primaris. So they're going to be freaking huge. So they're going to be quite big boys, and I think all these models look pretty funky. I mean, they're Chaos Space Marines that are possessed by demons, so they have like big claws and bones come out of their heads and faces and flesh bonding with their armor, and it all like things like one's got like a half a mouth coming out of his arm, like a side of his ribs are and stuff like that. So they all look pretty cool. Let's look another look at one. Oh yeah, the one with like tentacles and a crab claw. And then the weird one that we saw the rumor of, which I'll get on as well, because they put a new rumor out, holding a Space Marine helmet or a Primaris, and he's standing on top of a half a Space Marine body, ripping his helmet off. And he's got like, I don't know, they kind of look like insect-like legs, kind of weird, don't like him. And then we've got a guy with horns, no helmet, but then he's got like a chain axe, and he's got like meaty thighs and a big 3-pincered claw. So they look pretty cool. And the next one is basically got like a scythe arm. It's like a flesh scythe hand, which is kind of crazy. So these possessed look amazing. I mean, you can't get any more chaos with a possessed, can you? They just look awesome. And to be fair, there's only 5 of them, it looks like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think so. But these you could convert these to anything. You could even convert these into like raptors or warp talons, or you can make them into like obliterate. You can make them into anything. You could just have them as regular Space Marines just to make them look huge. But yeah, you could do lots of these. And certainly if they're going to be plastic, I mean, they're most likely going to be monopose because that's how Warhammer going to do shit. But you've got endless options to use these kits. But it would be nice to see if they are monopose or not, because then that might open up a few doors, Right. Going down, they say that obviously these half demons are monstrous in melee, and also they can be backed up by gathering cultist mobs or mobs of cultists. And so we see the cultists, these new plastic cultists. So they look very similar to the cultists of Abyss, or the basically something of Abyss. I think they're called cultists of Abyss from the Blackstone Fortress sort of game, as it were, the box set. Which I have. It was an expansion, which I got. And so it looks like you've got a squad of 10 new plastic cultists, which, like I said, they look kind of like the ones from Blackstone. They've only got like helmets or like robes or like, you know, pieces of metal armor, or the guys only are shirtless and they've got like tattoos, or they've got like markings of chaos on them. And some of them have got sort of auto pistols, one's got a bolt pistol, close combat weapons, chains, machetes, and all kinds of stuff. They've got spiky helmets. And I like how they've got, a mix of females and males as well, because, you know, all the men can be, you know, can be cultists. And the one that I like the most is actually, I think, a few clicks on, and it's a female cultist. She's got half her body missing, literally. She's got, like, basically, she's got an augment, like a bionic arm, and sort of like a shoulder, part of her chest, so like part of her chest's missing, part of her neck's missing, and the trapezius. And then basically she's got all of that like metal, and she's got like a little claw arm, which is kind of cool because you can actually see the flesh that's been cut away and then like stapled onto the metal, which is, it's pretty sick. I mean, it's pretty gruesome, but it looks so cool. So I'm glad that Warhammer have done things like that, because that's pretty cool. So yeah, we've got the cultists, and then even better from Warhammer, so I think this gets even better, this article, is that you can have cultists, but also you can have accursed cultists. It says here represents insane rarity over all the other mortals, and there's a frenzied misshapen mutants. So these are, so basically, as a few other YouTubers have said, so I think like Aspest Tactics have said, like, oh, hope we can get mutants. We're thinking of getting mutants, but it was thought we're gonna get mutants in the Nakmund box set instead of the new Chaos Legionnaires. We're gonna get mutants and cultists instead, but we didn't. We got obviously Chaos Legionnaires. But these models look absolutely cool. So these are all the little hints and things that we saw in a video back. So there's only a few of them. I think there's only like five, I think. But yeah, there's a few female ones as well. One's got like horn growing out of her helmet. Her arm's turning into almost like a wooden arm. I don't know, it's like a spiky wooden arm. I don't know. And then the one I like is like this guy, and he's got like his skin's tearing, and there's like a, like almost like a demon coming out of his skin. And then his chest and under his face, he's got like a mouth. It's just funny. Just like throw bits like, oh, catch. Get it in there. There's a few of those, the ones with like tentacles and eyes, because, you know, tentacles and eyes. There's a dude that's kind of crazy. He's got spikes and stuff, and it's just almost like his arms are turning into almost like muscled, like skinless muscled, like sewing, like spikes on it. Yeah. And then the last one, the female that we see, is she's kind of like growing all kinds of tentacles out of her mouth and out of the side of her body and stuff. So these are cool. Accursed cultists look cool, and it will probably give some inspiration to people converting other things, you know, converting them from other things. So yeah, I think they're great. And then the next section, we've got a few more things. It's all about cultists, it seems to be. And so the next one, which is kind of new, it sees these gaggles of unholy heretics. So the accursed mutants, or the accursed cultist mutants, are accompanied in battle by horribly warped torments. And it says these have been twisted by dark rituals, demonic influences. These abominations lurch forward and pounce on their enemies with bestial hunger. So you look at these, and there's only three of them, but I think each one of them looks absolutely, I don't know, I got words like, when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell is that? What am I looking at here? But the way I can describe it, if you don't go on the website and look at them yourselves, the way I can describe it, it's a person who's basically got a demon basically coming out of their body. That's the best way I can describe it. It's basically a demon tearing basically the skin away from them and coming out of the body. Like the first one, obviously it's a poor young lady, and like from where her shoulder is to her back, there's like a skin tear, a huge skin tear, and it's like a huge, huge like demonic wing coming out of it. She got like spikes out of her head, and then she got out of her, like another side of her armpit is like the head of the demon, like it's like a big like dragon head with like a demon head on the end, and it's got like spikes come out of her arms and stuff. And out of her leg, there's a demon leg coming out of it, but it's obviously so huge that the skin's like wrapped around it. It's just, it's fair play whoever sculpted or designed these. They look absolutely horrifically amazing. They are. My favourite one's the second one, which is basically this happy-go-chappy, this bald-headed dude. He looks quite happy. But, like, for instance, he's got one of his legs. He's got, like, pinned, like a pinned metal spike on it. Because on his other side, he's got this big demon thing basically coming out of his back. Again, like, the back, his back skin is stretched so much. This big, meaty demon. And this guy has got, like, this demon is, like, huge. It look kind of looks like a Balrog, but it's like pale coloured. It's, like, white and blue. It's, like, it's coming out of his shoulder. In his back, and this guy's just like, okay, yeah, whatever. It just looks amazing. And then the last one, there's a third one, there's like this dude, and half his basically body's missing because a demon's coming out of it, but like the head, and it's got like claws, like crab claws coming out of it. It's just like, again, the skin's being torn as it's coming out, and he's just like going, okay, I guess I'm coming with you then. So it's kind of funky. The torment, are they called the torments look, like I said, fantastically horrible. They're amazing, whoever designed them. And then lastly, for this part of the update, is we are looking at a new HQ for the Chaos. And in this case, it's the Chaos Cultus HQ, which is the Dark Commune. So there's five models strong. You've got a commander, looks like a female, sort of like Psyker. She probably will be a Psyker. And I think she's called the Cult Demogorgon. And you've got two Blessed Blades, basically cultists with two-handed swords. You have the weird... So now we know from... There's the Icon Bearer, Icon Rack. And basically he's got like tentacles coming out of his body. But he's like holding a big... like icon of a Chaos, like almost like a Chaos blood letter. And obviously I thought that was going to be like, this is going to be like a train feature, but actually it is actually a big, like, well, it's basically a big, I'm gonna say war banner then, but that's an orc, but a big standard bearer basically. And then the last thing you get with it is this weird, like almost like a demon slash human. So it's like a human wired up. I don't know if the head, I can't see behind it, but it's like on a floating, unless it's attached to him, I don't know, but it's like a head on like candles around it, on like this apparatus. I don't know if it's floating or not. And he's got somebody behind it. And I don't know if it's actually their head. I think it maybe is. I can't really tell. But that's called the Mind Witch. So I'm guessing it's another Psyker. But we don't know. We'll have to see. But that's, I think, from the sort of Chaos sort of side of it. And there's other articles, which I just want to quickly go over. One being that the Codex... So the World Eaters, so Karna himself, are going to get their own sort of supplement codex. Obviously, like Death Guard... And the Thousand Sons have their own codexes. So the World Eaters are going to get their own codex as well, which is good because they should, really. Apart from that, Comet Patrol Box for the Chaos. So you get a few things in it for a reduced price. Get a Hellbrute, Squad of the New Legionnaires. We don't know if they can have the new sprue in it. We don't know yet. So that's going to be a big, like, are they going to put the new upgrade sprue in it? From the Kill Team box of all the new upgrades and stuff. So they got the Havoc, so you got your heavy support, and you get for the HQ, you get a Dark Apostle. And we have a few more things from the Laws of the League, Law of the Leagues of Kin, or the Voltan. So Space Dwarfs, we find out on our clones. But the thing I want to go over again for Chaos, I'm going to click on it, is revealed is the new Demon Prince spreads his wings into 40k. So they released this for Age of Sigmar, which I thought they'd make a separate, because, you know, Warhammer being Warhammer, they want to make as much money as they can. I'd have thought they'd have made a separate model for 40k, but no, they haven't. They've actually brought it into two, so like the old one. But the model itself, it looks cool. Updated, I think the old Demon Prince looks okay, but compared to this one, it looks shit. This one looked absolutely fantastic. And I presume you get all kinds of different sort of upgrades to it, or, you know, like, you can change its head to be like a demon from like Khorne or Tzeentch or Slaanesh or Nurgle. So you can have a different one for each one, different head for each one. I think they have different weapons as well, I believe. It looks like they have like different sort of arms and backpacks and things. So hopefully... And hopefully you get wings with it as well. Does it say you can get wings with it? However, it does look a cool model. It looks quite big as well. It looks like on maybe a 60mm base, or maybe even bigger. So hopefully it should be quite a big model. I guess it won't be as big as like Belothor, the big Demon Prince dude. Because he's a huge model. But I'm presuming it should be bigger than a Dreadnought at least. Yeah. Well, we will see. But I'm sure that is enough for a update, because I've rattled on for quite a long time. And obviously we'll go to the next section, which will be the story time. It's that time again. It's story time. So I thought it would be a good sort of story this time to do a perspective of a guardsman, basically. So an Astra Militarum soldier, an Imperial Guardsman. And this actually came about, I started writing this after I saw the trailer, so the video trailer for the new Space Marine 2 game, which obviously we discussed, I think two episodes ago now, podcast episodes ago, with Mikey, when we talked about the sort of all the new upcoming games and games of Warhammer. And Space Marine 2 looked amazing, and obviously it was obviously three Space Marines, obviously one we already know, obviously Titus, Captain Titus, or now Lieutenant Titus, who saved some guardsmen from sort of annihilation from the Tyranids with a 2 or 3 minute sort of clip, as it were. Anyway, so that kind of gave me for the inspiration to write this story, as it were. And so I hope you enjoy it. It's called The Death Angels. And as anyone knows, obviously the Death Angels or the Angels of Death are obviously the Space Marines. And to be fair, for the Imperial side of things, or from Imperial Guard point of view, or any Imperial citizen, it's very rare to see a Space Marine actually in the flesh, because sometimes they are seen as almost like, basically as we see like heroes in the past, like, you know, for instance, like, I don't know, like Spartacus, or, you know, like Robin Hood, or, you know, basically that kind of myth, almost like legendary. So almost like you think like they don't even exist. But, well, this guardsman manages to meet one, or, well, witnesses a few of them. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll get on to the story. Wilkes was a guardsman in the regiment of the 225th Canadian, one of the many thousands of regiments of the Astra Militarum, commonly known as the Imperial Guard. He was one of billion men and women who were conscripted into the army and then shipped off into the galaxy to fight a war on an alien planet that he didn't even know existed, with a high possibility that he would not see his home world for a very long time or ever again. Wilkes had been on this planet for several weeks. He didn't know anything about it, and to be honest, he didn't really much care to know. All he knew was its name, Piranax 4th. Piranax 4th was a feral world, meaning it wasn't technologically advanced as other Piranax planets. However, as most feral worlds provided, as did Piranax 4th, has hardy natives to be used by the Imperium for soldiers, laborers, or anything else. And it produced a large quantity of other resources such as minerals and materials, and even large herds of native cattle. But whatever this planet was for, Wilkes didn't care, as all he had done since he had got here was fight. Endless fighting from once his boots had touched the floor. He and several other platoons were tasked to hold a crucial section to help the Western forces flank. It was a bridge crossing that was deemed to be kept in Imperial hands. That was over 5 days ago, and now what remained of the large force he was part of that was sent to defend and hold the objective was little more than a handful of Imperial soldiers from several different platoons that had banded together under one cause. The enemy they had been fighting was relentless. They were Necrons, as he was told. He had never seen or known of what they were before he started fighting them on this planet. They were strange alien Xenos beings, robotic, skeletal-like creatures that just kept marching forward and vaporizing anything with their sickly green energy weapons. They were terrifying. They would keep marching, no matter how much you shot. They completely ignored injuries and casualties, and even worse, if you did shoot them, there was a chance they would quickly repair themselves and get back up. However, Wilkes and the rest of the remainder of the force defending the bridge had kept them at bay, thanks to several factors. One being the several heavy weapons platform teams platoons had at their disposal. The mortar team had kept a large unit of Necron warriors back by continually shelling them. However, they'd almost run out of shells from the last bombardment, and the team said they wouldn't be able to do anything if the enemy forces advanced again. The other two teams was the heavy bolter and an autocannon team, provided excellent rapid suppression fire for the remainder of the soldiers, but they too were running low on ammunition. The only other saving grace for the remaining ragtag force was the fact that they had an advantage of high ground and cover from the bridge, and utilizing the confined space to bottleneck the enemy forces as they tried to cross. However, every time they had just barely pushed back the foe, they'd gotten closer and closer. They had raided back up to command, but no response. They had even sent a runner back with the same message 2 days ago, with nothing. This was when Wilkes and the rest of the remaining soldiers didn't want the enemy to return. Some said prayers to the God Emperor, while others just watched out over the horizon of the metal structure of the bridge, waiting, hoping they weren't going to see the enemies again. but all too well knowing they would. But when? That was when they came. The tension was broken with eerie flashes of green energy, and the enemies had returned to finish them. The Necrons materialized out of green flashes as if phasing into reality, and they started their steady march over the bridge towards Wilkes and the rest of the remaining Imperial soldiers again. Their skeletal robotic faces showed no emotion, terrifying remorselessness. The area was then lit up with red laser shots from the guards' rifles, and then relentlessly banged from the heavy weapons teams that opened up. The first unit of Necrons that were advancing towards them took all the punishment of the soldiers' firepower. Necron after Necron was ripped apart, bolt and autocannon shell, or was progressively melted away from the shots of the las guns. But it was no use this time. It wasn't long until the autocannon abruptly stopped, then shortly after, the other support weapon team of the heavy bolter stopped too. Wilkes hadn't stopped firing his las gun since the Necrons had appeared, and they needed to reload. As Wilkes took cover to change the las cell, he saw another soldier break cover, raising the las gun to take a shot when they were hit with one of the Necron's weapons. The green energy struck them to the side of the body, and as they screamed, the body slowly vaporized away where the shot had hit them. The rest of the body crumpled away into blackened ash. Wilkes had seen this happen before by numerous soldiers, but it didn't matter how many times he had seen it. It was still horrifying to witness. Wilkes hesitated, but managed to find the courage, hefted the las gun and broke cover, ready to fire at the first Necron they saw. The first thing that Wilkes saw was a Necron. However, it was standing mere feet away. As soon as Wilkes had broken cover, the Necron had swatted the las gun away and proceeded to grab Wilkes around the neck. The Necron's metallic hand was cold and its grip was extremely strong. The Necron looked at Wilkes for a second, as if trying to understand what it was looking at, its cold, dark green eyes. Its grip began to slowly tighten around Wilkes' neck, and he began to struggle. The grip was too strong for Wilkes to break. He kept hitting the metallic strange arm. What more could he do? Wilkes felt helpless, not knowing what to do. They tried to recite a prayer of the God Emperor to guide their soul in death. As soon as they barely finished their prayer, the head of the Necron exploded sideways in a shower of metallic shards. The hand went limp and its whole body seemed to just give up and collapse to the floor. As with all the alien Necron bodies, after a moment the body had dropped to the floor. A small flash of green light enveloped the remains of the body and it disappeared with a flash. Wilkes didn't find this strange, as it happened all the time when the warriors finally fell. Wilkes was more concerned as what had violently decapitated the Necron's head. Wilkes looked around to see exactly what had done it. Wilkes couldn't believe his eyes. What he saw was terrifying. More terrifying than facing the alien Necrons. A unit of several giant human figures clad in black armor strode forward, each one carrying a huge bolt rifle that thundered every time it was fired. He'd only heard stories of these beings. They were none other than the Emperor's chosen warriors, the Angels of Death, Space Marines. It only took the superhuman soldiers several strides before moving past Wilkes, and they were aggressively advancing on the enemy forces. For their huge size, they moved incredibly quickly. Wilkes was shocked to witness what he was seeing. All this time, he'd merely been a legend, just stories told to give the trillions of people in the Imperium hope that the Emperor always looked after his own. Wilkes witnessed these Marines charge headlong into the Necron forces, which seemed to outnumber them two, if not three times, in strength. They steadily advanced while firing their bolt rifles without any accuracy being affected at all. Nearly every shot hit their target, and when it did, the bolt rounds exploded on impact and blew huge holes in them. The Necron's numbers were cut down quickly and with surgeon-like precision. These Marines did not fall short on their reputation. Every one of them was a professional, and their profession was death. Wilkes saw as the Marines got closer to their foes, they sped up, even faster than previously. They charged and engaged the Necron enemies in hand-to-hand combat. This is where it got even more brutal, as all the Marines drew combat blades from their belts and then went to work. The Necrons didn't have a chance. The metallic limbs were severed, heads decapitated. Wilkes even saw a Marine punch one of the Necrons into the chest, ripped off the chest plate before knocking it to the ground, and then crush its head under its armored boot. One Marine stood out from the rest, as they had been in the front of the comrades, and they held a long power sword in one hand, while they shot with their bolt rifle with their other hand without any sacrifice in accuracy. Wilkes watched as this Marine took out Necron, the Necron, the Necron. The Marine shot a Necron warrior in the chest twice, blowing a gaping hole in his body, parrying another attack coming from his other side, which another Necron had tried to hit him with. The Marine turned the parry into a counterattack and cut the Necron from neck to armpit. It fell to the ground, then flashed out of existence in its signature green light. The Marine then turned back to the Necron that had fired its shot into the chest. At this point, it had started to repair itself, and the huge chest wound had started to close and re-knit with strange strands of semi-liquid metal that was trying to repair the damage. The Marine saw this was happening and shot it again precisely in the same spot where it damaged was. The metallic strands were incinerated with the explosion of the bolt round. The Necron tried to retaliate by pointing its weapon at its assailant, but with little avail. The Marine cut the barrel clean off the Necron weapon and it stopped working. The Necron then tried grabbing the Marine, only to have its arm cut clean off. The Marine then stabbed the alien foe in the chest, almost to the hilt of its sword, where again the damage was trying to be repaired. The alien tried to pull the sword out of its chest with its remaining arm. When the Marine finally lifted the bolt rifle, aimed point blank at the head of the Necron, and the bolt weapon barked its explosive payload and blew the metallic skeletal head off the Necron. Afterwards, the Marine pushed the headless body of the metal alien off its sword using the barrel of its bolt rifle. It could collapse to the ground, and shortly after, again, with a flash of green energy, the rest of the body disappeared, as expected. The battle was over. They had won. All Wilkes could think of, he had lived long enough to experience firsthand the Emperor's warriors. The legendary Space Marines had turned the tide in a battle with merely a handful of them. Wilkes won't forget any time soon, or for many years in the future, the angels that brought death. Okay, everyone, it's time for the chat along. And obviously, last week we had our guest, Dr. Smith, the evolution biologist, who we had a discussion about the evolution and the biology in the 40K universe, which is very interesting. He made some very good points. However, this week I don't have a guest. I do apologize, but I've done this before. So I've talked about the certain topic, my opinion, and obviously what I know about it. So people can't go like, oh, that's not right, or that's just that. I was like, well, no, it's what I know about these topics and what I think and my opinion on them. I'll be honest with you, I was racking my brain for quite some time of, whoa, what should I talk about? And obviously there's lots of chaos things, like, oh, could it be chaos related? And I was thinking, oh, maybe something chaos, like, I don't know, like female figures in 40K and stuff like that. But then I sort of thought, I know what I'll do. Is I haven't really talked about, and obviously it's still chaos related, so because obviously that's the kind of subject at the moment is like chaos, or chaos knights, and obviously the big chaos drop that's going to eventually come, probably in a few weeks or so, hopefully. And I thought, hey, why don't I talk about my opinion on the four gods and kind of which one I would pick? I had to choose the side of chaos, as it were. It's kind of funny, actually. So, if anyone doesn't know already, there are four main chaos gods, because there should be more, actually, but there's four main chaos gods, and obviously they have their certain areas of expertise, as it were. So, we've got Nurgle, Lord of Decay, Disease, everything, all that under that sun. We've got Khorne, who obviously is the sort of lord of battle, murder, and basically fury and madness. Zeech, the sort of the architect of fate and obviously change and all that. And last one, not least, Slaanesh, who is not the god of pleasure. He is actually the god of excess. So excessive use of anything, and it could be any kind of pervious sort of thing. So, and immoral sort of use, overuse of, you know, anything basically. So yeah, they are four gods. And what I know about them, quite limited, but so, I mean, we'll go over one by one and we'll sort of see the pros and cons of what I believe of God. So we'll go with Slaanesh first, because, you know, get them out of the way, because they're the weirdest ones, I think. So Slaanesh, the god of sort of excessiveness. So if you do things excessively, so, or perfectionism. There are several sort of people in the lore. So we've got like Fabius Bile, Lucius, the Swordmaster, And obviously, kind of weird how they've sort of kind of fallen to Slaanesh. Now, Fabius Bile is a bit different because obviously he hasn't like succumbed to like Slaanesh's like stuff with knees or anything like that. But he is still a bit excessive of obviously doing his weird experiments and things. Slaanesh themselves, I would say is kind of a little bit sort of here and there, because obviously everybody thinks about like Slaanesh, like, oh, it's the, you know, it's the god of like seductiveness and stuff like that. Well, not really. And I don't really have an opinion of if it would be a good god to follow. I mean, they, if you don't follow them, they will do some weird shit to you and obviously send their minions of demonettes to like rip you apart with their crabby claws and stuff like that. But I can see the point of it. If you bow to Slaanesh, that obviously you would probably get some buffs and like obviously your perfectionism. So if you're, I don't know, let's say, yeah, you're like Lucius, you're, you know, an excellent swordsman or swordswoman, obviously Slaanesh might increase your perfectionism with your sword work or your, you know, your blade work, I'm presuming. And obviously, yeah, I mean, that'd be a good thing. So if you want to obviously, like, for instance, if you're, you know, you want to be really good at, I don't know, carpentry, or I don't know, trying to think of something in this, like, I don't know, making ice sculptures or shit like that, I don't know, Slaanesh would give you something that, you know, would be beneficial to what you like. However, obviously there'd be a drawback. So obviously there'd be, obviously, this is a drawback on every chaos god, so you know, it'll be like, oh, you can do this for so long and then I'll make you into a chaos spawn or some shit like that. So Slaanesh for me is a no-no. Next one would be Tzeentch. They are very interesting because obviously they're kind of like fate and future things and sort of like knowledge. So I quite like Tzeentch because obviously, but then, so obviously about knowledge and gaining more knowledge and, you know, fate. So both, it was like how time or how pathway works. So obviously your fate is obviously decided. However, Tzeentch could probably change that for you. So if you become, you know, a follower of Tzeentch, you know, they put, oh, you're going to die today or the next day, or this is, you know, this is your fate to become, I don't know, yeah, a chaos spawn, or, and they'll be like, oh, but we can change it for you. So, you know, that you can, we can sort of take another route. And then obviously then this can be your fate instead, and you can become a champion of Tzeentch, and, you know, we'll love you and da 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 da. However, Tzeentch loves to play games with his minions. So for instance, if your fate was to die the next day, he'll go, oh, yeah, if you're worshipping me, so you won't die today. You can do all these things, but you will die eventually. It's just like, kind of like taking a long route around sort of thing. Like, oh, yeah, well, not today, but you will, but he won't tell you. So it's kind of like, he's a bit of an asshole, really. So I don't really like him because even though he could provide you with loads of knowledge and can provide you with, like, you know, change your fate and stuff like that. Yeah, he's a bit of a douchebag. I really wouldn't sort of go with Tzeentch because he's a bit of a dick. So then we come to Khorne. So Khorne, the lord of sort of fights and fury and murder and stuff like that, kind of like him. I kind of like the whole concept of like, oh yeah, blood for the blood god, you know, kill, maim, you know, murder, etc., etc. And I kind of like that, certainly in a 40k sort of form, as it were. So obviously, I mean, 40k, there's only war. So to worship the god of war, kind of beneficial. However, all he wants is blood. So reading in past of lore or stories and things like that, you do come across worshippers of Khorne. So for instance, they can kill and kill, 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 kill. So I've seen like Khorne berserkers, they just kill everything. But Khorne won't, you know, is not going to pull punches. And if it means that you need to spill your own blood or the blood of your friends or family, that's going to happen too. So I'm laughing, but it's like, oh, dick again. So Khorne can be a bit of a dick quad as well. He will give you power. He will give you, like, you know, momentum, strength. If you become like a demon prince for Khorne, you know, you become like really, you know, well, you become unstoppable, basically, almost like a Hulk of the 40k sort of thing, like, you know, strength, stamina, just pound and kill and just break shit and smash shit up. That's great. However, you could easily do it to, like I said, your comrades, you know, your followers and other people who are around you. So yeah, that's obviously using an example of Khorne the Betrayer. So Khorne, obviously the champion of Khorne, as it were. And obviously he's killed, but obviously he's the betrayer because obviously he's killed lots of people.
but also he's killed his own as well. So his own Khorne Berserkers, his own followers and stuff like that. So that kind of goes, yeah, maybe goes, I'd say Khorne is a close second. I mean, certainly in a 40k setting, as opposed to in actual real sort of present time, as it were. Because otherwise, I'd probably go with Zeech instead as a second close choice. If it was sort of like, if it was me now, it'd be like, oh yeah, knowledge, you know, fate, you know, can change your fate and stuff like that. So Khorne, yeah, run a close second of 40k sort of aesthetic. And so we move on to our last one. The one and only Nurgle, and obviously the Lord of Decay, Disease, etc. The one thing I like about Nurgle is he always makes his followers happy and content, even though they are big, blubbering, sort of, you know, Nurgle Marines or sort of like, you know, sort of Plague Marines, and obviously they're pussing with like, what, pussing with pus or disease, or they've got like gaping like wounds, or, you know, they've got like teeth on one side of their head or the body, or, you know, they've got like tentacles, slimy limbs and stuff like that. They've got like big like spikes growing out of their heads or their arms or the, you know, the... But the thing is though, with Nurgle, if you worship him, or it, gender-wise, I don't know. If you worship them, they just take that all away. So you don't feel pain. You don't, you know, you don't feel like any sort of remorse, or you don't feel any sort of discomfort. You're kind of happy-go-Larry. And that's kind of cool because, you know, of all my personal things in my life, I've kind of understood that. And obviously, you don't know, nobody likes pain. I mean, people have to take pain on, sort of thing. And obviously, you know, with ailments and obviously conditions they have, or medical conditions they have, pain is one of those things where obviously, as animals, nobody likes them. You know, as human beings, we're same as animals. You know, nobody likes pain. So to say like, oh, you're not going to feel pain at all. However, your left arm might turn into a tentacle, your stomach's going to turn into a gaping maw with teeth, and it's going to drool, pus and stuff. Yeah, but you're going to feel fine, you're going to feel happy, and you're going to, you know, be sort of content. That's kind of how I'd like to be. You know, minor side, you are going to probably turn into some kind of Nurgle, like, misshapen mutant, but hand in hand, you're going to feel happy, content, you know, no pain and suffering. So yeah, kind of siding with Nurgle a little bit more. And also I do like in 40k, like obviously the Plague Marines and obviously like all the little Nurglings, and you know, they've got all the other things that they have, like the, because Death Guard and Mortarion, I'll say, are quite high up in my sort of like my, like, oh yeah, definitely they're kind of like a chaos side I would collect. Obviously, I've got a few Plague Marines anyway from Kill Team, the first edition, a few Poxwalkers. So I quite like painting them as well. They're a good model to paint. I don't like the original green, like the like sickly green, because of my Plague Marines, I've painted like a different sort of faction or a different sort of company, as it were, and paint some kind of like a rusty brass and white, almost like a dull, like an off-white, so almost like pale, a sort of like a pale cream, sort of off-white, sort of dirty white. I kind of like it. It's kind of cool color. I think it's kind of a cool sort of concept of different sort of, but they still look like Plague Marines, so whatever. So that's my concept. I know it's a very short chat long, but obviously, so yeah, in order, I think obviously I would probably worship Nurgle, and I would definitely not worship Slaanesh. Well, they all have their pros and cons. And obviously, I guess that's why, you know, quite a lot of Marines are undivided. So they kind of, they are chaos, but obviously they don't worship one particular god over another. Obviously, they're just kind of stupid chaos things. Obviously, that's another option for people, is obviously go undivided, which probably what I would probably do if I had pick one. Yeah, it's kind of a tie between sort of, well, definitely Nurgle, tie between sort of Khorne and Zeench, as it were, because depending on the present time, so if it's 40k setting or present setting, I think it'll change based on those sort of conditions, as it were. Well, I hope this has been enlightening, or obviously I know some people will be like, oh, well, that's not right. Well, I don't care, because that's what I feel and what I think and what I know about the Chaos Gods. I hope you enjoyed this chat along, and obviously the next part will be the quiz with the misses. So obviously quizzing Amber, and obviously the first part will be the intro, which obviously I'll tell the answers, and obviously then it will go to the next part, which we will quiz Amber. Right, it's time for the quizzes with the misses. So this is the intro to the quiz, where I explain that my partner, Amber, comes on and I give her several pictures that she needs to sort of look at. And then I tell her what they could be. So I give them three answers and she has to guess what they are. There are four questions, like I said, three answers per question. She has two lifelines. She has eliminate one. So from one of the three questions, she can eliminate an answer. And also she can ask in her Discord. So she has a Discord for her Twitch. She can ask somebody in there for their opinion on the answer. So what I do is I normally show her pictures of models. In this case, I'll be showing her pictures of models and also the picture of the emblem, because we're going to do Chaos Legions with all the Chaos sort of uprising and all the Chaos sort of releases and information. I thought I would do this one on this. So I'll show a picture of like the Legion and also a model. So it gives her an idea of like the color scheme and things. It might help her out. So what I do in the intro is I will tell you the correct answers to these. So if you want, you can go off and look at them if you want to. And obviously, then obviously you can see what we are looking at, what I'm showing Amber and what Amber is looking at as well. So without further ado, I'll go with questions 1 to 4 and I'll tell you the answers so then you know what you're looking for. So from question 1, it would be Word Bearers. Question 2, the answer is Iron Warriors. Number 3 is Night Lords. And number 4 is the Alpha Legion. Okay, thank you very much. And we'll go to the actual quiz itself. It's the quiz with the Mizzes, and that was my chair squeaking.
The chair.
Yes. Right, quiz with the Mizzes. So we've had the intro. All the listeners know what we're looking at. So it's Chaos Legions. And anyway, introduce, obviously, the Mizzes with the quiz. It's Amber. Hello, my beautiful, my amazing, my wonderful, my adorable darling.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Good, good, good.
Cool.
A lot of stuff in the 40K sort of has been leaking out of, obviously, Chaos, as it were. So the next big Chaos drop, or this big drop, sorry, is Chaos. And obviously, everybody's been waiting for it because obviously all the Chaos players are salty about their two wounded Marines that they want to get finally.
Yay.
We thought, well, I thought, and obviously I asked you, and you're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Actually, I think you find it was me that had this idea.
Actually, yeah, no, I agree. You did have the idea, and I was thinking about it, but then you actually said, you kind of confirmed it. I said, yeah, why don't you just do chapters or something? I was like, yeah. Okay. So, yes, we're talking about Chaos Legions, not Space Marine chapters, Chaos Space Marine Legion, which are completely different.
Yeah, sure. I totally believe what you're saying right now.
Yeah, you should. Should you? Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, they're just chapters. Yeah. How much do you know about Chaos Legions or the different legions? We've come across a few of them. I know you've come across a few of them.
Yeah, but I don't really pay attention, so I'll say nothing. Because I kind of switch off.
Yeah. When anything Warhammer related is, it's just like a background noise of buzzing, is it?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay. I mean, you know the Death Guard, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. Do you know any more? Nothing I say, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Death Guard, you know the Death Guard quite well.
Not really. I just know they're weird and have, like,
tentacles-y
stuff.
Yeah. And they're all smelly and they're all fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've got little nurglings around them.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. Right, I've given you obviously the pictures there, as I explained in the intro. I've given you a picture of the actual Chaos Legion sort of symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And also I've given you a picture of a model, so you can see their sort of like their actual, the full colour scheme, as it were. So it might give you a bit more help.
Okay.
Chaos Legions. And cool. So, I'll explain to the audience. Obviously, you have four questions. One answer is correct. There's three answers, but there's one correct. You have two lifelines. You eliminate one. And you have ask in your Discord, which might be another elimination this turn.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, would you like to look and describe the first picture, please?
It's like a red-brown color with flames. I'd say it looks like an orc head, but I don't know if that's...
I can see that, actually.
Well, clearly not, but it looks like an orc head with horns and an open mouth.
Yeah. But who are they? Are they the Tormented?
Mm.
Are they B, the Soul Burners?
If it is, it's lame.
Or is it C, the Word Bearers? Your face. Her face is a picture of kind of like half disgust and half like, why Warhammer? Why have you made these things up?
It could be that he's got a book on him, this guy. Was that just because what he is wrong?
Do you want to say them again for you?
Yeah, go on.
Are they the Tormented, the Soul Burners, or the Word Bearers?
I'm going to go A, B, and C are crap.
Why are they crap?
Like, oh, we're chaos. We're the Soul Burners. It's going to be that, isn't it? It's like, oh, we're the Word Bearers. Ooh, Verus, Mighty Space Marines. And our words.
It's like the guy off, what was it? Is it Avengers, or is it? I can't remember. No, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, where that, you know, that pirate dude, and he's like, you can call me Scarface.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh my god, please don't do that one.
So you're going A?
Yeah.
Eh-eh.
What is it?
It's
what?
C, word.
You're joking.
Yeah.
What a pile of shine. Absolutely not.
So the symbol of the skull of opening your mouth, obviously it's like it's screaming, and obviously it's the word bearers. So they're quite into sort of like lore and sort of like and gaining knowledge. So there's actually a lot of sort of psychers in their sort of legion. So they have a lot of sorcerers and, you know, things like that, and they use a lot of knowledge to gain. Yeah. And they're kind of very sort of like, because at some point, like, the emperor wanted to burn all like books and stuff like that, but they kept them to like say, oh, well, we'll read them and we'll gain knowledge. Well, obviously that's one of the reasons why they became chaos, because they read like, you know, chaosy books and stuff like that, and then, you know, they went, well,
oh, what an excellent description.
Yep,
they went blah.
Yeah,
because they read a book,
because, yeah, they turned to chaos, well, they got possessed, or they got like, you know,
oh. That was rubbish.
Yep.
Next,
number two. So what's that? Do you want to describe it for us, please?
It's like Terminator.
Terminator.
It's a black... Oh, I'm describing a shoulder pad.
Yes.
People don't know. It's black and it has... Well, it's like a metallic black, though. And then it has a silvery skull shape thing. A bit like how I'd imagine the Necron head. But...
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I can see
they,
that.
Why are they all like... That looks like an orc. This looks like a Necron. Is it just... Is it just Warhammer can't be bothered to think of something new? So it's like, oh, I'll just stick that on and just change it a little bit.
just edit it a little bit. Photoshop
it. Looks like it. Anyway, it looks like something you'd find on like Robot Wars, not gonna lie.
Robots in disguise.
Did you ever watch Robot Wars?
Yeah, it's Robot Wars.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Yeah, okay, go
but
on.
Who are they?
I don't know.
Are they
scrappers? Metal bearers. go on.
Are they the Forge Lords?
Oh, here we go. Forge Lords now. Whatever next?
Are they B, Iron Warriors? Mm. Or are they C, Steel Sentinels?
Steel
Sentinels.
What? It looks a bit like, you know, that film, The Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Giant.
Yeah, I know what you meant. Like, I know you meant. No.
I knew that you knew what I meant.
You knew what I meant.
Oh, bloody lame this is. Forge Lords. We are, it sounds like some nerdy group. Like, we are the Forge Lords.
We are the Hellfire group.
Hey, nothing wrong with Hellfire. Iron Warriors. I'll go on, eliminate one.
Okay, where's my dice?
He stopped moving in that chair.
I know. Okay. I'm going to eliminate the Steel Sentinels.
Oh, you had to get rid of that one, didn't you?
Because that was the one you're going for.
No, that was the one I was not going to pick.
Oh, okay, right.
We'll go with Forge Lords.
Forge Lords?
The game on last time.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, and that is... That's incorrect. They are the Iron Warriors.
Wow.
So, yeah, they are... Obviously, they wear, like, steel, obviously iron, and obviously their particular thing on their armor scheme is they wear yellow and black stripes. They are incredibly good siege warriors, good at sieging basically. So they're the opposite to the Imperial Fists, who are very, very good defenders. And so there's actually a point in the lore where they both have to like engage one another. So it's almost like best sieges against the expert defenders, and like there's no like nothing happens sort of thing, because it's just constantly just back and forth.
Stop moving in your chair.
Sorry. Okay, third one. Can we get one right? I bet you can.
Nah.
So, could you describe the third one for us, please?
So this one is blue, and it has another skull, but it's neither an orc looking or Necron. It looks more of a humanish skull, which is white. Quite a crap skull, actually. And it's got red bat-like wings coming off it. Why would you put... Clearly haven't looked at the colour wheel. You don't put red and blue.
Yeah, they kind of clash a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, and the kind of... So it's got like a gold rim, and then the rim goes into the skull's face, so it looks like it's poking up his nose.
I think that's just like the standard, like, that's just like a standardised shoulder pad they've used.
Well...
They should have thought about that. Yeah.
But the figure itself is a little more interesting, because he's got like a skull head and bat wings on him and skulls, and he's got like goopy pink stuff coming out of all his areas.
That's skin. That's flayed skin that he's stuck on his armour.
Oh, lovely. Yep. Beautiful. Oh, and he's got like a Terminator hand.
Yep.
That's cool. He's cool. Go on there.
But who are they? Are they A, the Deathmongers? Like, I just laughing. Are they B, the Butchers of Terror? Or are they C, the Night Lords?
Oh, I really want to go Butchers of Terror for a laugh.
Just for GW, how lame can you make your names?
Oh, imagine if it is though. No, is it gonna be like something really?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking.
Remember, I'm gonna give you another eliminate. Because
So my thought process is Night Lords is different.
Yeah.
So then might it be that, and there'll be some backwards crappy lore thing
that some goes backwards crappy lore thing.
That goes, oh, we're the Night Lords because we come out at night, which is why we've got a bat thing, blah de blah. Or is it gonna be, oh, Deathmongers makes me think they wouldn't put mongers because it just sounds a bit weird. And then Butchers of Terror, I just think, well, they clearly just thought, oh, there's a bit of skin, we'll call him a butcher. Ah, oh, we need to make them sound scary because it's chaos. Butchers of Terror? Oh, yeah, that sounds good. We'll go with that. Well done, Dave. I don't know. Right, we'll go eliminate one on this one.
You're going to go another eliminate? Okay, cool. All right. I'm going to eliminate the Deathmongers.
Oh, I feel like your throw is a waste of time. I feel like you just pick which one.
No, I do. I actually like...
We'll go Night Lords.
Night Lords?
Yeah. I'm going to really laugh if it's the other one.
No. Ding, it's correct. Night Lords they are. And yes, you basically got their lore right. Yes. So their Primarch, Comrade Cruz, yes, he came out at night and he was like the evil Batman of his world. And yeah, so that's why they are called Night Lords, because because the Prime Witches come out at night and like kill like baddies and stuff.
Oh, even a noob like me.
can guess lore.
Wow.
That's been written for like 10, 20, 30 odd years or so.
Oh gosh. Right, okay.
Right, last one.
Get through this redeem yourself.
Is it really that painful? Okay, could you describe for us the last Legion for
us? Okay, so here we have blue pad with a silver trim with a three-headed snake dragon creature in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll stop doing a stupid voice. And actually, where credit's due, the model is quite cool. I quite like that colour. It's more like a...
it's pretty cool, this colour, isn't it?
It's like a metallic blue. I'd love a car in that colour. And then it's got like green dragon-y things all around. Like
detailing.
I quite like that. Not very often I'll say that about...
It's quite a rare legion to find somebody who actually paints these.
I'm not surprised. Probably bummed to have to paint.
Probably, yeah.
To try and make that look smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite cool though. It is. I approve.
Yeah, I do like that colour, actually. I never painted, though. However, who are these gentlemen, Chaos people, these Legionnaires?
Things.
Are they A, the Alpha Legion? Are they B, the Hydra Legion?
Oh, that seems a bit too...
Obvious. Or C, are they the Thousand Sons?
I thought Thousand Sons were, like, the Gold Boys.
The Gold Boys.
I thought Thousand Sons were like golden, or
to mean the custodies, the big space marine, like the ones that protect the emperor. They're the only golden ones.
I've just heard of Thousand Sons before.
Yes, you might have done.
But I don't know if they're chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've heard of them. Oh, but have I? I'm trying to like imagine where I've heard it. And part of me thinks, is it in a recent announcement where the guy is like, you know, with the YouTube and it's got the portrait and he's like, this week in Warhammer, we have
the Thousand Sons.
And then it'd be like, boy, Thousand Sons player. That's what I imagine.
Oh, okay. Right.
But then I don't know if I just imagined that. He could have said anything and I just placed it with Thousand Sons.
Yep. Hold on, listen, isn't it?
Yeah. They all are, really. Well, I feel like Hydra's too easy.
Mm.
I mean, it'd be great if it is, but I feel like you've done that on purpose because it looks kind of...
Maybe. Maybe not.
Alpha. I mean, they are quite cool. They could be an Alpha Legion. Thousand Sons. I don't know if Thousand Sons are popular or not, but if I've seen them before and I haven't seen this colour before, but then what happens if they're like a specific part of Thousand Sons?
No, I've only done General Legions, so I'm doing like a sub-faction or anything like that.
Then I eliminate that one. No, I don't know. Alpha Legion, go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ding. It's correct. Yes, so the Alpha Legion have a Hydra, obviously, there. So, yeah, the Alpha Legion is very sort of, how do I say it? They're almost like the secret agents of like Space Marines. Mm. Well, because the fact is that they're supposed to be Chaos.
Yeah.
But we don't actually know if they're Chaos or not.
Oh.
Because they've done some things for the Imperium. But then they've done other things really bad for the Imperium. And also they have two Primarchs, which we believe one's dead, because there's Alpha and Omega.
Oh.
And one supposed to be good and one supposed to be bad. We think, the lore behind it is, we think that they pretend to be Chaos, but they're kind of like a turncoat for Chaos. So like they're like a double agent for the Imperium.
Oh.
But we don't know that yet. Because obviously, you know, Warhammer and everyone's gone like, oh yeah, so yeah. But yeah, the Alpha Legion are kind of weird because we don't know who they actually are with.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, actually. I did quite like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And also, the Primarch, because the Primarchs are quite smaller than normal Primarchs. Normally Primarchs are like 9 foot, 10 foot tall. These are quite, they're almost like the same size as normal Space Marines or big Space Marines.
Huh.
And so their Primarchs, Alpha Omega, have actually pretends to be another Space Marine.
Oh.
And she don't know who they are. So one, you could be standing right next to the Primarch, Alpha or Omega.
Oh.
And you wouldn't know. And so everyone's like, oh, is that him? Is that her? And it's just like, they're all like, and also all of the other ones, they're all like, take different names and stuff. There's quite in depth of the Alpha Legion.
That's quite cool.
Isn't it?
So is Thousand Sons Chaos or not?
Thousand Sons are Chaos. Okay. You might have heard about it. Thousand Sons are quite a recent codex. Well, one of the recent codexes. But I might have talked about them because my mate, Mike, he just recently got his Thousand Sons.
Yeah, and you were being all salty about it.
Yeah, because he smashed me with Magnus the Red.
Ha ha. Okay. Well, 2 out of 4 yeah. Not bad for me.
50%, not bad.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I blame the first two on Warhammer's poor choice of names.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I did make a few of those up, so fair enough.
Cool.
Yeah. Well done. I think it's pretty good for a...
Thanks.
Yeah. 50-50, not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah.
Then go
just,
sleep now.
Just content? Yeah. Yep. You can go away and go to sleep now.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, as always, thank you very much for doing the quiz, because I know how much you love it. And, I mean, you do love it, actually, really, don't you, really?
I do. I just, the effort, but, like, to come and sit down and talk.
About Warhammer.
So antisocial, even in vocal format.
It's fine. No, I enjoy it every time as well. I enjoy writing it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what are you going to do? Are you going to actually go straight for it, or you're not? But I mean, yeah, you went straight for the two, like, well, Night Lords and the Alpha Legion, so fair play. I enjoy it, and then I enjoy, like, your reaction from it. So.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I hope people don't think, like, I hope people don't take it personally. I think that's what I actually worry about afterwards. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, but I take the piss out of everything as well. So, I mean, any listeners by now haven't thought about, like, oh, you know, oh, you're taking the mick out of that. Well, I take the mick out of Space Marines, for fuck's sake, and I collect them, so
yeah.
And orcs and sisters. I'm taking the mick out of sisters, actually. it's a fun podcast at the end of the day, isn't it? It's just a
yeah
hoo-ha. Yeah, thank you very much, and as usual,
thanks audience for listening. So thank you for listening, and obviously 31 episodes.
Woo!
Yeah. As usual, there's other contacts. If you want to get to me, contact me on Anchor itself. So Anchor, the actual podcasting site I own. Also there, not a lot of social media anymore because I got rid of most of my social media. But obviously there is my email address, which obviously you can get in touch with me by if you want to give me any hints, tips, or any content you would like me to cover, or, you know, suggestions would be great. And that is the Gmail that I have, is me, myself, and 40k@gmail.com. It's all lowercase, it's all one word. It's me, myself, and is A-N-D, and 40k is 40k. So that's how it's spelled out. So all I need to say is thank you very much for listening, and thank you from me, and thank you from Amber.
Bye.
And bye. See you next time.